Hello, everyone. Before we get to our interview with Sir Andrew Cohen that we taped last week, I just wanted to say that Danielle and I are mainly off this week. I am traveling, but over at Garbage World, Ms. Danielle Caroline Schneider has grabbed the mic, and she is joined by dear friend of the podcast, Vanessa Bayer, and they are going to do a little breakdown of Vanderpump Rules Reunion Part 1. That will be available over in Garbage World, since this week's episode is devoted to Andy. But we hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back next week to dig into Reunions Part 1 and 2 here on our Bitch Sesh feed. And as a reminder, we will be leaving Bitch Sesh at Earwolf as of June 2nd, and we will be moving over to Casey and Danielle's Garbage World. I know you know by now. We're just telling you again. And I do want to do a quick shout out to Vanessa Bayer's incredible podcast that she co-hosts with her brother, Jonah Bayer, who's incredibly funny. It's called How Did We Get Weird? Before sibling duo Vanessa Bayer and Jonah Bayer took the comedy, music, and general world by storm, they were just some little weirdo kids. Joined by exciting guests who also started out this way, they reminisce about everything from toys to trends on How Did We Get Weird? Unless you're a monster, you'll want to listen to this nostalgia-filled, hilarious, and surprisingly sweet podcast where they discuss all the things that formed them and made them who they are today. We love Vanessa so much. Please check out her podcast, How Did We Get Weird? Available on Big Money Players and everywhere you get your podcasts. All right, enjoy our interview with Andy Cohen.
I just want to formally say hello to the brilliant Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider from Bitch Sesh. There are a lot of Housewives podcasts, but y'all rise right to the top with
thank
the bullet.
Wow, yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, garbage
thank
people.
You.
We are so happy to be here with all of you, seeing an attractive crowd. I'm happy about that.
It's important. It's important.
It's very important. Your book, Andy, The Daddy Diaries, The Year I Grew Up, is so much fun.
Thank you.
I flew through this, and I wonder, has everyone read it, or we're reading it, we're getting there.
They all got a copy.
Okay, wonderful. Right. Okay.
No, it was such a fun ride. I also am, like, jealous of your life, which I think is important when you're reading a book.
Jealousy is what came up most.
Yes.
Okay. For me. Yeah.
But I admire you. Yeah. You're this new dad that you are. It's just such a fun transition to watch you grow. And we have so many questions, and we're so, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having
us. Thank you for coming. My gosh. And thank all of you for coming.
Now, Andy, you know, I've tabbed many tabs and we've read through this all, but we both had the same thought.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it's
a doozy.
I mean, how much fucking energy do you have?
I know.
No, but like really, this I want to go through it a little granular here because
the day in your life you like wake up with the kids, you've got
on the phone with Wendy Williams,
on the phone with Ramona,
running into Sally Field in the elevator. Now the trainer. Now we're Watch What Happens Live. Four shows.
Now we have Ramona calling again.
Back to the park with Ben.
Then also your phone is calling random housewives.
Yeah. Now we have to tour another penthouse.
Then Ben is there. Yes. We're playing trucks. Mm-hmm. We're laying down as we play.
Night lights are going on. Snoopy ones from Amazon. And I'll tell you, then the night comes. Then night falls. Then,
so
and that's when you really get going.
No, night falls. Wait. Night falls. We're taping three Watch What Happens Live back to back.
But that's like an afternoon for you.
Yes.
Because then you're like, oh, what a night. And you'll act like it's nothing. The way you write it, you're like, I was in bed by 2.
No, wait a minute.
It's psychotic.
Well, no, hold on. I think that the first two books were more psychotic. Well, no, because I didn't have kids. But I don't think that I'm such a late night party guy
this year.
I know,
and that's what's crazy.
That's what we want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you're settling in. You're watching cuts of Housewives. Yeah. We're still up. I have been asleep for hours, and I'm on the West Coast.
Now we gotta swing over to SJP's. Then we gotta go to a Broadway show. Now we're coming back.
Now John Mayer's calling.
Yeah. Now you then go out with Amy Sedaris for like appetizers, then you're bopping over town, going out with someone else. Then at times you come home and like seven people show up for a nightcap that was unexpected.
Unexpected. The disco ball goes on.
Yeah.
Madonna is playing.
The fire comes alive.
You sleep for 45 minutes, like, and then you are up again with the kids.
All jokes aside, is it the edible?
The edibles and the tincture really helped me.
Tincture!
Yes. But it's, I think that I don't, for a lot of it, I don't have a choice. I do what I have to do. You know what I mean? I'm a person, I know what I have to do in a day and I get it done. And I am deadline oriented. Yeah. I meet deadlines. And then, you know, I allow for some frivolity.
I just don't, it's so wonderful.
You're managing it. That's not the problem. The problem is how I would like to know where the energy comes from.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm waiting to peter out.
Okay, great.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So the book, Andy, you say in the foreword of your book that it's jarring seeing in print all the trivial details of one's day-to-day existence.
Yes.
The wonderful decision was that it cemented, this is of the Andy Cohen Diaries, you say, the wonderful decision was that it cemented my decision to actually have a child. What was it about seeing your life in print in your old book that kind of got us here, where you decided to take the leap?
Well, I think it was, I had published 3 years of my life. In 3 years, if you look at a diary that has 3 years of what you did every day, it may cause you to question how you're living your life or say, this is great. And I love those 3 years, but I was approaching 50 and I just was like, I can either keep doing this. What I noticed really were my summers were all the same and they were great and they were so fun. But I was like, is this going to be the same every year? When do I ground myself? When do I create a family? And it was me turning 50 was coming. And I just said, I'm at the last exit here if I want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you did it.
And I did it.
And then you did it again.
I did. Yes.
Congratulations.
I did. Number two, I have to say, kind of really hit home.
Yeah.
That's when it got real. That's when it got real.
I have one, and I was like, we good.
Yeah. Right.
Because you can still live your life.
And I have three. Anyway, so we did a little crowdsourcing for a few questions, and I'll just throw out, if I may. Cameron Hill, NC, wants to say, thank you for being vulnerable in your book about being the only gay dad at the kids' school. How do you take care of yourself when those feelings of isolation or insecurity crop up?
First of all, those feelings of isolation and insecurity are brand new to me. How fun.
The rest of us have been feeling them quite a bit.
No, I mean, I've always been a pretty confident guy. And I would say the whole culture of schools and fitting into this group now, and we're now together because we're all parents. And
it's not your chosen family.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
I think what I do is I try to seek out other gay parents and other single parents just for kind of fellowship, really.
And are you finding them at the school finally, at this new school?
No, the school, I'm the only single parent and I'm the only gay dad. And this is a progressive school in the West Village. But thankfully, there are other gay dads. I mean, Anderson, there you go. And then there are other gay dads in my orbit. So they've been really helpful to me, frankly, in just saying, are you experiencing this or how are you doing this?
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's nice. Now, okay. Now I love the February 4th entry when you talk about getting your star on the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Because I feel like you have had, you know, you've lived this life, you know what I mean? And you've had so many wonderful things and met so many great people. You met Oprah, like we could all die, you know, but you lived. And then getting that Hollywood star seemed like another step. Like, it seemed to me like something bigger than you had ever experienced. I could tell the emotion of getting that. What do you think about that was so different from everything else that you've done?
Well, I think I had really discounted it. And I thought, well, this is, you know, whatever. And, you know, someone has to pay for a star. So, you know, it's a little, you know, the machination behind
it. Right, but I can't just go, I'll pay. I mean, they have to ask.
Yes, she's asked.
No, you have to get kind
asked.
Of voted in.
Yeah.
Right.
She
so
asked
I think
me.
Yeah. Bravo, I think, subsidized that, which was very nice of them.
Nice.
I didn't pay for it myself. I'm just.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, I love overhyped events. And this was something that was announced in 2019. And it was announced in 2019,
just like
and it
this
was canceled
one.
Because of COVID. And my family was so excited. They thought it was such a big deal. And I was like, you know, Bravo paid for it, right? I mean, I was, and they're like, no, this is a really big deal.
It's
and
a
I
huge
have to
deal.
Say, it was on Ben's birthday, and the crowds were screaming for Ben. And he, who I was worried was gonna have a meltdown or not be into it, he was waving at everybody. It was so Hollywood, and it was so cool. And John Mayer gave a speech that I was like being at my own funeral. It was really exciting. It really was.
No,
it was an amazing day.
It is a big
day.
Deal.
And Lisa Rinna was there.
Lisa Rinna was there, and it was just when the overlay was to put it a timestamp on it.
Yeah.
Is they had just gotten back from Aspen,
wow.
Colorado. So
wow.
I don't need to tell you what happened there.
No.
And, you know, and so I was speaking to Rinna, you know, 48 hours before, who was saying, I'm bringing this onto the show. What happened? And there was no footage of it. And she was really upset. And then there's all these leaks and it's on TMZ. And I'm like, who is leaking this stuff? So there was this overlay of that happening while it was happening.
Andy, why do you think she didn't turn on her voice memo?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
I mean, at Atlanta, those women had the cameras on.
We'll get a Nest cam. We'll grab
right.
anything.
You're so right.
They are producing yeah. Rinna. You're
right.
The leaker, both, she does Depends commercials and her mouth. I mean, this woman leaks out of every orifice of her body.
Danielle!
I'm sorry!
No!
I've gotten too far. I'm just saying, like, why, for her not to have a microphone on.
You know, I never thought about that, but you're so right.
Never thought about
and
it like that.
And let me ask you, on that thing, I'm sort of getting off topic, but Lisa Rinna is always on topic, which is, did you know ahead of time that this was a bad decision that she was making to try and
well,
bring
I
something?
Said to her, I said to her, because she and Erica were the most fired up, and there's a perception of them kind of going after people or something that I think is not always correct, but what?
No,
well,
just
and
listening.
So,
I'm listening.
You know, I wondered how it was going to play out because it wasn't on tape, and so, but they were really upset by it.
It was very upsetting to watch Kyle and. Okay, we're gonna get back to the.
We'll
book,
get back to that, but we just.
No, but we can.
No, we have.
We can talk
me,
about.
We look, we're gonna talk about. We read your book. We're gonna talk about
gonna
your
talk
book.
About, yeah, So we're curious. So you've talked about, you know, maybe wanting to look for a relationship.
Yeah.
And we go through many very nice gentlemen.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, I don't know if I would say many, but there are some dates. Yes.
There's a dozen if there's a minute. And a lot of the time you weren't sleeping with people because you were trying to find the monkeypox vaccine.
Yes.
So there's actually a huge swath of time when
this
we couldn't.
Was the most exciting part of the book.
Yeah.
This was a journey that we all were got. It was like a thriller. I was like, is he getting the vaccine? Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was a horror movie for me and my gay brothers.
Yes. I know. That's why I was seriously like, oh my God. Like it really, it took, I took like an adventure on the book, which was, and I'm so glad you got it.
Now, curious, do you think you are in this point of your life? Where are you really wanting to meet someone? Where are you?
I think so. I think it would be great. But, you know, every time I've, you know, I'm the kind of person that when I meet someone, you kind of know when you meet the person that there's something there and that's someone you want to hang out with and explore. So I'm kind of waiting for that lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
But while you wait, do you?
Oh. The lightning bolt. By the way, look, this audience is so good. By the way, oh, is that an Ariana candle?
I wanted to wait, but...
She's lit an Ariana Maddox candle.
It's important that we pay tribute.
Now, what am I going to do with the Tom Tom sweatshirt that Raquel got?
Ooh!
It should. I guess it should.
It goes right next to the Shotsky.
People are going to want to see that.
And then, you know what? The store that she bought the lightning bolt necklace from sent me the lightning bolt necklace.
Smart.
The other day. I know, but, and I got it. Someone from Bravo PR gave it to me yesterday, which is the day that I was live with Ariana. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Give this to Ariana? Like, this is, you know.
You know where that sweatshirt needs to go? Now I know. You need to put it on the bunny that Kim
right.
Richards.
But the ball gag is on the bunny.
Oh,
yes.
That's
so hard.
Now,
I know.
I'm
telling you, it's all a house of cards.
Do you still believe in love now that Kim and Croy have broken up?
You know what?
That's it is juicy bottom.
That is a very good question because didn't we all think were going to make it?
Yes. He would drive her to Costco.
He drove her everywhere.
He drove her everywhere.
He was her schlepper.
Yeah.
Yes.
That to me,
he had her solo cup like ready to go.
If my husband would do for me what Croy did for we would. I mean, we're still together. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why?
Now, oh God, I don't want to get into Scandoval, but we're going to touch down on one quick question.
Yeah.
Since we lit the candle, who prepped Ken? Juliana asked. Juliana wants to know, hey, Andy, who prepped Ken to drop the Scandoval? And how long did it take for him to memorize his lines? And we have a follow-up. Is Ken alive?
Sometimes it feels like they just prop Ken up like Jiggy and put a little dog suit on him and then, like, release him, like Weekend at Bernie's style.
You know what? That was... He got all that information in one line, I will say. He moved that story along.
Boom. How many takes do you think it was?
I don't know, but Katie didn't know.
No.
She was like, what?
She was making sandwiches at Lisa as she does.
And it was also like we learned in acting school, if you have like exposition, do it on the move. And he
did. He was on the move, yes.
Circle in the Square Theater, always be, you know, having space work.
Yeah, he did it all. Yes. He did it all.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, man. Okay.
You are so
fun. Wait, now we have some quick lines that I thought were touchstones in your book, like some of the most important lines of the book.
Oh, boy.
On Tuesday, August 2nd, you wrote, I dreamed that Cynthia Nixon gave Craig Conover a hand job. With love, I think, and just like that, could use these storylines.
I was in the middle of monkeypox, so I was on a lockdown, and I was having crazy sex dreams every night. No
joke. That's a wild one.
The funny thing is, I was on a train with... I ran into Craig Conover on the train the other day.
So wild.
Random. So random.
Wow.
And he said, I'm going to Delaware to see my mom. I wish I had a copy of your book that I could give her. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm sure you're in there somewhere. And then like half an hour later, I said, oh. I said, I'm going to tell you how you appear. And I told him, he was like, oh, that's weird.
And he's like,
I said, I just want you to know, I didn't dream like, it was only a fact that it had happened.
Okay.
I didn't see it in the dream.
And then he's like, I'll take two for my mom.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
now,
wow.
Another important, on Sunday, February 20th, was an amazing day for you. Do you remember what happened?
Tell me.
and I quote, had a very early dinner at Mirandi with Casey Wilson, Danielle Schneider, and Matt McConkey.
Wow.
Now, on Wednesday, June 8th, you spewed some hate speech. And not for Danielle, but for me. And would you care to respond when you said, and here I quote, this hurt me personally, I hate millennials. Last possible year.
Are you a millennial?
Andy, how dare you? How dare you? 1980. I'm like, right.
Notice how he didn't ask me because I'm Gen Z.
I am the oldest living millennial.
Okay.
The oldest living one.
I'm sorry to offend your people.
Thank you.
Okay. Dotted line, fine print.
Now this was an important date. Friday, April 29th. Okay. You wrote, when the phone rang at 6:30 a.m., I figured it was baby news. Instead, it was Wendy Williams. What a gorgeous sentence.
Yeah, there's a section where Wendy is calling me a lot. She wanted to be on Roni, she decided, which in a day wouldn't have been the worst idea.
Amazing.
But not this day.
These are tough things.
We're really putting your feet to the fire. This is like Tom Schwartz on Watch What Happens Live. We are not letting you go.
Oh my God. Okay, Amber Carter says, after reading your book, I am now invested in your real estate portfolio. Where are we with the Hamptons house and the new penthouse? And is the old penthouse still with us? I added the last one.
I don't live in a penthouse currently.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I am. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Does Sally
I didn't know
feel?
This was going to be so
No, busy. Sally lives next door.
Okay.
Sally lives next door. She's in town right now. I've been seeing
Thank
her a
God.
Lot. I helped her with her garbage the other day.
No, I'm... That's
nice. Do you call her Malin?
So, the beach house is going to be done next week.
Great.
Yeah. And then thanks. And then the new apartment, we're going to start gutting it soon. We're waiting on some permitting. Thank you for asking.
You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I will say that our favorite line of the book, and I mean this in all sincerity, was when you said, I let out a deep breath and realized home was exactly the only place I needed to be.
That was
after New Year's Eve. Sober.
Yeah. Yeah. And Anderson had dumped me that night. He and I had two different options for us after we got off the air. And we're heading downtown and he's like, I think I'm just going to go home. And I'm like, we just hosted this fucking show sober. And you're bailing on me?
Yeah.
Like, I have coverage. There's a babysitter who is expecting to be there late.
Yeah.
And then, yes. So, but that was, I think, maybe even the last line in the book. Because then I got home, I was like, you know what? This is all good.
I love
yes.
it.
It really
I love
was.
It.
Really
and how is Lucy?
She's great. She's great. She's about to start walking.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Those cheeks.
Yes.
Those cheeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, speaking of Lucy.
Yeah.
Someone asks... Lindsay would like to know, and this is a genuine question, would you support Lucy one day if she wanted
no.
to go into the family business on Roni? What?
No.
No?
Okay,
Wait,
no.
that Vicky's son Michael was in Coto Insurance? No?
I wouldn't mind if she wanted to be a TV producer or a writer or something like
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to get down. Now we got to get into
Maybe
it.
Maybe get a little bit into
okay.
Scandaval.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, big question. How did you find out? Was it like the rest of us where it just hit the news stream?
So the fateful night that Raquel and Sheena were on Watch What Happens Live, Raquel gave me the Tom Tom sweatshirt, which is like the Monica Lewinsky blue dress at this point.
Oh my God.
I... woke up and it was glimmering in the light, looking so beautiful because it's beautiful beaded.
Did it have galaxy
sequins.
Lights on it or? No. Okay.
Anyway, that morning I got a text from Alex Baskin, the executive producer of Vanderpump
Rules. We don't have to tell
yes.
this audience. We know
and
Alex
he
Baskin.
Said, "You are never going to believe this, but ..." And I said, "What?" Like, and then I called him and he said, Ariana just found out last night, all hell is breaking loose. And I said, where are the cameras? He said, on their way.
Where are the cameras? On their way.
I have goosebumps.
I do too. I do too.
And then it broke to the public the next day.
So you did find out.
Thursday, and then it broke on Friday.
Oh, wow. So you had a full day. Is that when the scene with Ariana and Tom was filmed in there?
It was either shot that Thursday or Friday.
Wow. Genuine question. Were you annoyed when Sandoval went on Howie Mandel and didn't save his first interview for Bravo?
Well, I had already interviewed him for the reunion. And I sat down with each of the three principals separately before they all sat with each other.
I love that.
Okay?
Okay.
And so... And when I sat with him, he really was a shell of himself, and he was shaking and thin, and it was really a sight to behold. And so when he, well, okay, well, I'm just,
I know, but they're not happy.
Okay, well, I'm just, anyway, so the bottom line is I kind of felt like I had already done it, and I didn't know the, so when, yes, when I found out about the Howie Mandel thing, also from Alex Baskin, who texted me and said, you won't believe this.
What?
But, and I said, what? And I was pissed, but I also thought that having him in the clubhouse would be kind of a lose-lose.
Actually,
and I felt like I had already done it. And so I was more interested in speaking to Ariana in the clubhouse, mm-hmm. which I obviously did.
Yes.
And so... And also, I surmised that he probably had done the Howie Mandel thing because he knew that it was going to be a non-confrontational interview, which it was. So I didn't feel, I was like, well, this wouldn't have been the interview I would have done anyway.
Well, Howie Mandel was literally like, who are you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
From any, and he was like, and what happened?
It
was.
Right.
I've never listened to that podcast before or since, but I was just like, this is so odd to have to explain it, to do the interview with somebody that you have to explain even just who you are in the
yes.
world.
Yes. It was... yes.
Now, Ariana was on last night, amazing ratings. Where's the future of Vanderpump Rules?
You know what? I'm happy to report it's not my problem.
yeah. I think you are just like Daddy Bravo.
I was an EP of that show for maybe the first 8 years or something or seven, and I'm not anymore. And I think that they're, you know, figuring out how it all plays out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to go back to one thing you said in the book, and I just don't want to forget it.
Okay.
Which was, you were talking about one person who was the worst person who was ever in the clubhouse. And they were someone that, a guest,
okay.
right? And all I could think to myself is that you're like, they're never allowed back.
Right.
And then I was like, but they allow Ramona back. So who is this
Ramona
person who's worse than Ramona?
Ramona is, I find her entertaining when she's in the clubhouse.
I did a show with her.
Yes, she did.
She was, yeah, sitting in the first seat, obviously. And I thought she was, I mean that with deference. Like, I thought she was very fun.
But I spoke to some other people that were like, oh, she never remembers me. She's been here, like, for 8 years, and she has no idea my name.
Oh, yeah, no, we've played games with her. We've shown her pictures of people she's been on the show with who I think she did not remember Casey.
And
yes. Right. Yes.
Sorry, I had to go back to that because I didn't want to forget that. And that
right. We played that game with Teresa the other night as well.
Yes.
And she didn't remember several people.
She doesn't remember her name.
Speaking of Teresa, I found Jersey to be equally astonishing. I really
yes.
did. Like
yes.
I feel like that's gotten lost in all this.
Yes. yes.
And I want to say, are you guys putting a scorched by the sun filter on every shot of the Met?
On every shot of the men?
Everyone.
Is there one man in particular you're thinking of?
Okay, but it is all the men. Like, even the Irishman the other one looks like he's very...
I watched part two of the reunion, and it's when the guys arrive, and we keep cutting to the guys backstage, and Louis is in a dressing room with two of the guys.
John Fuda.
And for some reason, Louis is just standing there shirtless for the whole time. And it's so, and I wrote in my notes, which are usually meant to be editorial notes, like, wow, Louis remains shirtless. Like, it's so interesting.
Is Louis charming in person when he's not?
I think everyone is pretty much exactly as they appear.
All these questions go.
Now, did he also get the detective John, what was that?
Oh, Bodeedle.
Bodeedle.
Well, there's much Bodeedle talk to come at the reunion. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Bodeedle released a statement today.
He did.
Yeah.
But, you know, his statement was interesting. What he said is, I have never been hired by Louis. Now, just as there was Puppygate, and see, I think we get mired in things. Like, they were accusing Lisa Vanderpump of, were they accusing her of selling stories or leaking stories? Of course, Lisa Vanderpump is not selling stories to Radar Online. And so the question is, and by the way, I don't know that she leaked either, but you get, so what he said was that he has information from Bodeedle. Now, whether he hired him for it or not, this is an interesting question.
When the producers asked Teresa if they had asked him to a deal, she was like, nah. Like, it was crazy.
But also when he
is... That was a good
Teresa. It was crazy.
When he is telling Dolores and Jen that he's like, and of course, I hired a Bodeedle to look at all you guys. And they're like, uh-huh.
Not even a change.
Nothing.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Now, what about Bill and Jen? They're upset.
I enjoy them.
I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love them.
We're upset. But yeah. I really think she's fun.
Yeah.
And I
think she's a good time.
I think I've had enough of Marge.
Oh, yeah. Now, what would you do?
She's peaked.
Do you want to see both Teresa and Melissa back together next season? Do you want to see Who?
Okay. Yeah. Could we do a quick poll?
I would love to do a poll.
And I'd love you to stand up because when people just
bring Danielle back.
Yeah. I'm a Danielle stan.
Okay. Oh,
new Danielle.
New Danielle.
Can people stand when I say this person? Because when everyone's clapping, I just feel like we never get anywhere.
Give it a
Roni
reboot.
Oh wow! No.
If you are on Melissa's side, if you're not on anyone's side, please stay seated. If you're on Melissa's side, could you stand? Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm there, too.
I am an attendant.
You know what? We're at 50-50, basically.
We are at 50-50. Because you can still be on Melissa's side, but would you rather see Teresa or Melissa on the show?
All right, well, we're not going to solve anything tonight.
No, we're not going to solve anything tonight.
Yes.
It was, both episodes were quite dark in that it was actual, like, family members that were being, in common. It was a lot.
I agree.
Has there been, well, let's ask this one, Danielle.
Okay. So which form, you get so many texts from housewives. Like, I feel like it's just a running stream constantly.
I put them all in there because I feel like it's Fellini-esque almost.
Yes.
The dialogues and the conversations and what they're saying. And Ramona texting to say, are you going to, are you going to Teresa's wedding? And I said, no, I'm going to Montana, actually. She goes, oh, I've never been. Always wanted to go. I go, didn't you go on the season 4 cast trip when Aviva had asthma and she couldn't go? She goes, oh, I forgot that. It was very pretty.
And what did Aviva have the good goddamn nerve to tell you?
Oh, Aviva out of nowhere emailed and said, I've been following on Instagram and it looks like your son isn't getting enough sleep.
What? I would throw my leg at her. That's insane. That is a act of terrorism.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I would like to say, so which former housewife texts you the most and why is it Jill Zarin?
It's not. Jill Zarin is so funny. She texted me the day that we announced Roni and Roni Legacy. She texted me at 8 o'clock at night and she said, hey, That was a little Ramona. She goes up, I just heard the news about your Roni announcement. I'm like, and just... then I'm not going to say what she said next, but I was like, did you, at 8 p.m. the news is just getting to you? But I would say, I hear from Dorinda a lot. Heard from Dorinda today. I hear from Dorinda a lot. Manzo and I text. There's a bunch.
I'm worried about what's to come with Manzo. I don't even want to go there.
Okay, we'll talk
about it later. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I am excited to watch.
Jill gets quite a bit of ink in here. It actually feels you guys are
we're good.
Yeah.
Jill and I are good.
Yeah.
Yes, Jill and I are good.
I feel like
but
she
there
gets
are times in there where I have to reprimand her.
Yeah, you yell at her.
She leaked the news on her Instagram story that Tamra was coming back to the show just as we were planning this huge announcement for Tamra. And there's a whole lot of drama relating to that that is a runner.
How do you feel about Tamra? People are just taking the mic.
I feel good about her.
Yeah. Well, in this book, he says he's attracted to her.
Well, I would like to say, I say that I have had sexual chemistry with some housewives through the years, and I cite Tamra in there, and then so many people were like, Tamra is your choice out of everybody? Like, talk to me about that. And I was really thinking about it. Now, let's recall, she's shown me every iteration of her breasts, of the actual boob. And then she also, I forgot this, and she reminded me recently, we made out on New Year's Eve on camera one year. So you know, it's a bit of an HR issue. There is a moment where she offers my mom her nipple hat covers.
Beautiful.
Before the show.
Beautiful.
One
that
night.
Was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. This book is such a great ride, Andy. I have
Thank you.
So much fun, and it's got so many heartfelt moments and beautiful moments, but it is a wild ride, and I love it.
I think what's fun is it's got a lot of minutia.
Yes.
If you like The Housewives, the minutia in this book, the asides, I think, are edifying.
But I also don't even think you have to like Housewives. And I know this audience isn't included, if you don't like Housewives, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Right.
But I also feel like if you're just a pop culture, or if you're just like what's, you know, John Mayer and SJP and just like the life of a person, sort of a New York City personality.
Thank you.
Think it's just a fun ride through that. If you just like that type of book as well, I love that stuff too.
I loved it. And I want to say, much has been made about your friendship with SJP, but to me, I loved reading about Amy Sedaris.
Amy and I had
a lot more about Amy in here.
Amy and I had a really good year this year.
Yeah.
We are in such a groove with each other. I would say that we've known each other for years, and she is absolutely the person that makes me laugh the most in the world. She is the funniest person. And we have a lot of dinner dates in the book.
At the Polo Bar, I
took her to her first time at the Polo Bar, and actually, I think that was the time that another friend of ours had stopped by, and they had crazily nasal ketamine. Ketamine in a nasal spray. And they said, and we were like, well, what is it? What does it do? And they explained it, and they said, it wears off in 40 minutes. And I was like, Amy, it's Saturday night. Are we doing it? And we did it, and we went to the Polo Bar all cracked out. I mean, it was really not... And I would say, I mean, by the way, it would not be the thing that I would say to do, to go to the Polo Bar.
You kept your plans.
Yes. Anyway, it was
It sounded like so much fun, and I will be trying it.
Right. Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
I love, hearing more about your guys' friendship.
Thank you.
Now, I will say this. You say in the book that Roni is the leakiest cast.
Yes.
And that Page Six has actually said... They are.
Yes.
Who is the leakiest? Who are
I,
they?
I'm not going to say.
You're
because
not
they don't
leak
know
it.
That I know. I'm not going to leak it. But I was in Cannes for Bravo for 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was at some event, and there was a reporter from Page Six. And I go, let me name some names. And you tell me if they are calling you as much as I think. And I did, and he said, you nailed it. And it was, and it was really satisfying. And also, in it was a big event, and Dorit and Garcelle were there in Cannes with me. And there was a very funny dinner, and Captain Sandy and Kate Chastain were there as well. I'm telling you, it's a Fellini movie.
Yes.
And we were on this yacht having dinner, and I had had some of my beloved tincture. So I was very happy, and Dorit, who is very fun and fun at a party, and she was telling Kate Chastain that she was going to give her a mantra. She said, I'm going to give you a mantra to find a man or something. And I don't know what mantra she gave her.
But, I have it.
And then she was saying, I think it's too long. But what she said is, she went on to say, you know, I don't know why you don't have a man. She goes, you're not unlikable. And then she said, you're also not unlovable. And Kate Chastain, the look on her face, I mean, she has resting bitch face as it is, but I was like, I need a Kate Chastain confessional right about now to hear what she's thinking. Later in the night, I got her confessional.
Was she just?
But it was, but by the way, Dorit meant nothing by it. She wasn't being, she wasn't, you know, but it was funny.
Well, you also give, I think, some interesting gossip about Dorit in the book that a lot of us, I think more fans, have been dying to know, which is genuinely, is she paying for all those clothes? Or is she getting them, you know, borrowing them?
Yes, we went shopping. Garcelle and I and Dorit went shopping in Cannes, and she was buying retail at Chanel, Dolce. I mean, she was buying, and she was like, oh, I have that, I have that. And the stuff she was buying, she spent so much money.
So Boy George is just raking it in.
I guess so.
Wow. No, I have another.
He does seem to be the sole revenue stream.
That's the only client I know that PK has.
But
I have.
I'm sure he had more.
Boy George. Well, I have another.
Bo Deedle.
All the bows. Also, you have this crazy thing happening to you in the book, which I cannot get over.
Yes.
This is the hack!
It's crazy. So
can you explain it if they have not read it yet?
There's this thing that's been going on for a few years where my phone will ring and it will say Cynthia Bailey. And I'll pick it up and there's no one there. And then I'll get a text from Caroline Manzo or Jill Zarin, or it's mainly people who've been on a long time, and there are people who've been in my phone, and there's some hack going on where they have us calling each other, and like Bethany will text me and say, did you just call me or was it that hack thing? And I'm like, yes.
There's an app that you can do it, so someone who has all your numbers.
Oh, there's an app that you can do it, and someone who has all our numbers is doing that?
I don't need Bo-Deedle.
But why? But it's so weird. But then, and it's going on through the book. It's very odd. And then it extended. Joy Behar called me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hello? She's like, who's this? I go, it's Andy Cohen. She goes, this is, I go, who's this? She goes, well, you called me. It's Joy Behar. I go, no, I didn't. I go, there's this hack thing. And then I got a text from Meghan McCain saying, I've changed my number. My phone was hacked. And I was like, well, if Meghan McCain is changing her number, maybe I should change mine. But I was like, I don't want to tell everyone I got a new nut. Anyway.
It's so crazy.
It's wild. It's wild.
An app.
Yeah.
It's just an app. We're like, call the FBI. You're like, it's an app.
Right. Well,
it's like, we got to get to the bottom.
I know, it's wild.
It's yes. So intense.
No, I've had security on it. And
now, speaking
and yet,
of Bethany,
yes.
She said,
and yet this woman yes. in tank top.
This millennial, this, yes.
this one tank-topped woman has fixed it all.
Solved it for yes. us.
I have a question, because speaking of Bethany, now, I don't know if you've watched Bethany's new makeup tutorials.
I'm not on TikTok.
Neither am I, but they're making their way to me.
Okay.
Now, and then she also has a new podcast about housewives and Teddy and Teddy Joe and Tamara have two T's.
Tamara Joe as well,
Tamara
right?
Joe and Teddy Joe.
Tammy
sounds
Sue?
Like, Tammy
oh, Timmy Sue.
Maybe.
And then, you know, we have Robin on the Patreon and like there's all these housewives with their own podcasts now and God bless them. I mean, are they taking money out of our pockets? Of course. But God bless them, but what do you feel like, because they're on the show, is it a conflict of interests?
No, I think that, you know, Heather Dubrow's had a podcast for a long time.
And you saw her podcast room.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. OC, by the way, is back in form this season.
Wow.
I really have to say, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. I'm very excited about it.
Well, yeah. People are very upset about Robin in particular because she kind of like didn't tell us the story was she reprimanded?
She was. I was annoyed. I didn't understand her. We had a Robin go round conversation about it where I was like, this was so relevant to everything happening on the show. And I believe if you had just said, even to Giselle, look, this happened to me, and so I can relate, and this is why I don't want to get involved or whatever. Yes, that was annoying.
Wait.
Okay.
That was annoying.
There's a child.
Oh.
I love that. I love that you brought a child.
Are you going to write another diary?
I don't know. I don't
you
know
have
if I'll
to.
Write.
They're so fun.
Thank you. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, there was a game that we would like
and
to play
with
you.
And then we will turn this
and
over
then we will turn it to
great.
Them. But we would like to ask you, who said this?
Okay.
A housewife or Ben?
Okay.
Okay. I'm such a good cooker.
Ben.
Okay. I was going to say Ben or, Teresa, Ben or Teresa. Ben or Teresa. Ben or Teresa. Who said this? Ben or Sonia? Tickle me, Daddy, tickle me.
Well, I mean, Ben does say it every day, but I'm sure Sonia said it too.
Both of them. Yeah. Yes, no. Okay. Who said this? You're too thirsty, Jill. Ben or Brandy?
Brandy.
I bet Ben could come up with that if we met him. Yeah.
Okay. Who said this? Fine. Oh, who said this? Ben or Andy Cohen? Fine. You keep playing with dirt. I'm going to bed.
Me.
Yes. Okay.
Wonderful.
Who said this? Who said this? Ben or Sonia? Throw me in the pool, Andy Cohen.
Ben. There was a moment this summer. I have a radio. I have a music channel on Sirius called the Kiki Lounge. Also, Radio Andy, of course, and John Hill is here, and Lauren and Mariah Smith are here from the Smith Sisters. Superstars among us. So I had the Kiki Lounge on a lot by the pool this summer. And so I'm, you know, I come on and say, I'm Andy and this is my Kiki Lounge. And so kind of embarrassingly, Ben said to a girl he was playing with this summer, does your daddy have a Kiki Lounge? And then also one day we were by the pool and he goes, are you Andy Cohen? And I said, and I just thought it was so funny. And I was like, yes, Ben, I'm Andy Cohen. So every so often it'll be like, come here, Andy Cohen. And he knows that I laugh. It's so funny. One day we were at the playground and this dad goes, what's your name? He goes, I'm Ben. He goes, that's Andy Cohen. Right.
I think we might take some questions to the crowd.
Great.
I went to BravoCon and I'm used to running towards the mic. My question is about siblings. So between the Richard sisters, Joe and Teresa, we haven't seen a lot of success perhaps in them maintaining their relationships. And so curious if siblings are not set to fail, but can succeed in reality TV.
That's
and if
a good
Joe
question.
And or not Joe, sorry, Lucy and Ben were to be on reality TV, what advice would you give them?
I don't know. I mean, right now it's a lot of poop and blocks, magna tiles.
That's basically New York, though.
Yeah, right. Yes. I hope they're not set up to fail. I hope not. I like to see sisters getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. As a first-time expecting mother, I wanted to know if you have any great advice for a new parent.
Aww.
Get help. give yourself some grace. just don't be too hard on yourself if you either mess up or you take care of yourself. You know, you can't spend every second with your child. I think taking care of, you're gonna take care of your kid. Take care, don't forget to take care of yourself too.
I love that.
Hi. Okay, so there's tea online, Ree Vanderpump, that something is gonna happen at the reunion that the cast does not know about yet, but that is holding up the contracts from going out for the next season. And I was wondering if that's true.
Well, we've already shot the reunion.
No, that, I don't know. That's what online's saying. That's what everyone online is saying.
That something happened at the reunion
that the cast doesn't know yet. I don't know if it happened on the one-on-one or... No,
maybe just you.
I would say that there are things that are said at the reunion that are going to be surprising to everyone. Wow. That you don't know. You think you know it all, but you don't.
Wow.
And but I don't think there's anything that is holding up anything.
I'm getting a bit over Lala. Who's next? I'm all set. I'm all set there.
Send it to Daryl.
Send it to Daryl.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I'm like, this is the mazel of my life, like right now. So my mom and I got on Bravo together since forever. She ditched me, moved to Florida. So every Friday we have weekly FaceTimes where all we do is talk about you and Bravo.
Thank you.
And so her birthday's coming up. Can you just do me a favor and say happy birthday, Judy?
Happy birthday, Judy.
Aww. That's so cute. I like it a lot.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
I'm a fan, spouse of a super fan, and pseudo solo Shotsky here.
Oh!
But I did have a question on the becoming a father front. What was, if there was one, a fear that you had, and how did you address that, overcome that, and how has that been after actually becoming a father?
I think a fear that I had before I had the... I will say the first night back at home, I don't know, because I didn't know. I only knew this was going to change my life in every way, but I didn't have specific fears beyond, oh my God, you're changing your life in every way and there's no going back. But I will say the night that I brought Ben home, I remember he was screaming, crying as a baby does, a newborn. And I was in my closet and I could hear him through walls. And I was like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Casey. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Lovely to see you all here with my mom. Very excited to be here. Is Lisa Rinna ever coming back?
I don't know. You know, I talk in the book about how after the reunion that night, she texts us all and quit. And I guess I've said publicly that she's on pause, but she came out with a statement after the book came out, or her agent did, saying, I think that she's not on pause, she's done. But I guess me saying she's on pause is me hoping that she comes back. So, I mean, I didn't think, yeah, so, yeah.
It's like someone being like, I broke up with you.
Right.
And we're never getting back together unless we get back together.
Yeah. Right.
Hello.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
I'm a kindergarten teacher from Redondo Beach.
Bless you.
I always comment on your Instagram videos. but I just want to ask you, I noticed that there was a tender moment that you had with Anderson Cooper. And I know this is two parts.
When were he and I tender together?
Well, I think many times, but that's my opinion. do you think that ever one day,
I don't.
The two of you,
yes, not that much.
will live a happily ever after.
I don't.
When you spoke about... Oh.
She doesn't want to hear it, Andy.
The marry me moment, it was just a few days ago. And you asked Anderson, would you like to marry? Would you like to get married?
Oh, right, yes.
And your face and body language... It was a tender moment on your part.
Well, I have to be clear with you. I have to be clear with you. I love him deeply. Like, truly, I love him. And I care for him so much. And, but we're more like family at this point. Yeah.
She doesn't want to hear
like,
that.
She's like, but there was tender moments.
Tender.
We are tender with each other.
Yeah.
We are tender.
Yes.
Speaking of tender, we have a question.
Yes. A lot of people have been saying that there's a lot of tender moments with Matt Rogers and you.
Oh, really?
We got a lot of questions about that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
People are just telling us that there's heat.
Heat. From his appearance on Watch What Happens.
I think he is so cute. I think he's so smart. I think he's so funny.
But there was tender moments.
Tender.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hi,
Andy. My name's Giovanna. I'm 16 years old, so I'm probably your youngest fan here.
There's a baby
and,
here.
From Ben and Lucy.
You fight that baby, we'll see.
First off, I want to tell you that me and my signed teacher literally bond over Vanderpump, you, Bravo, so you're single-handedly helping me get a better grade in bio right now. First off, I want to ask you, what age would you let Ben and Lucy watch Bravo, Housewives, Vanderpump, any of those?
I think it's going to be a while.
Okay.
He tries to watch with me because I'm yeah. screening cuts, and he'll be like, can I just watch a little? I'm like, no.
Hi, Andy. Big fan. So it's not a Housewives question. I know you're the executive producer of Housewives, but... I was wondering, based on the press releases, if Shaws of Sunset was either paused or is it canceled? And if you're considering doing like a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip with their cast or something else, because I feel like we didn't get closure for season 10.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for speaking that
Wait a minute. Actually, Gigi and Reza were supposed to be here. Are they here?
They're at the Lisa Vanderpump dog gala.
Oh, well.
Oh.
What?
They were...
Is that a bit?
Yes, it's tonight.
What?
The Lisa Vanderpump dog thing is tonight.
So they're there and not at Danny Bravo's?
No, but they
Bravo's?
Were supposed... They actually were on the list for tonight. I don't think it's happening, Shaws of Sunset, as of right now.
Now that they're not here.
They
not.
Were... I mean, I will say, at the end of the last season, they were all... I mean, I know MJ and Reza have come back together, and now I think MJ, Reza, and Gigi are good. I think the rest are kind of out. And so it does seem done to me. I don't know.
We did a charity thing where we were, like, shopping for kids for the holidays, and we asked for, like, 20 fans to come. Everyone just sent their emails. We get there, and everyone's in masks. And we've been shopping next to this gal for 2.5 hours before she takes her mask off, and it was MJ.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so nice. She was so nice.
She's so nice.
So nice. Hi.
Hey, Andy. Just wanted to see if you were going to Dead & Co. tomorrow night.
I have an event in San Francisco tomorrow night. I was thinking of coming back Sunday, and there's a gravitational pull. I'm sorry, Saturday for the Saturday show, but I have got to get back to the kids. And it's killing me. You're not the first person to ask me that question today.
I listened to the audiobook, loved it.
Thank you
for doing that. I know you wanted those shout outs. My question is, can you tell us who makes the tincture?
Yes. You know what? Darren, my assistant, is here, and she got me some. Darren, do you know the company that makes that? It's Sativa Tincture, and I don't remember. I'm sorry. It's just Sativa, though. Pure Sativa.
But then how do you have so much energy? Because
Sativa's up.
Oh, you're right. Sativa, and then Indica
is down. I'm not an Indica couch.
Indica.
My husband's a pothead.
That's how you remember.
Hi, Andy. A bit of a fun, maybe controversial question. Shag, marry, kill.
Sandoval, Schwartz, and Jax.
Beautiful question.
Beautiful question. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
But it was controversial.
Yeah, why don't you come up here and do what we do?
Yeah. You should.
I think I'm going to... Okay. No, I'm not going to play the fifth. I'm going to marry Jack.
You wouldn't have said that like 5 years ago, probably.
Maybe I'll marry Schwartz. I mean, there's no right answer. I'm going to, you know what? I'm shagging Sandoval. I'm marrying Jax and killing Schwartz, but I really like Schwartz.
You're more attracted to Sandoval than Schwartz. I'm such a Schwartz person.
I always thought Sandoval was very pretty. He looks like an anime character to me. He looks like that character in the Take On Me video.
Yes!
You're a millennial. You don't know this.
Generation Z, my parents showed it to me.
Yes.
Hey, Andy, thank you for coming to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
And also, thank you for sharing your Ben stories on your radio show, because they're so relatable for us at home. I mean, I have a tantrum child, and it's crazy to hear that other people are going through it.
Thank you.
But I want to know, did you meet John Hill's lover, and did you approve of him?
Yes and yes.
Woo! Okay. Hello.
Hi, Andy. I'm a school counselor. Just wanted to put that out there. I just wanted to ask you, any updates on the Housewives of Miami? I really love that show.
I love it too.
What a season.
I mean, we're in production right now. It's another blockbuster season, and I don't really have any more updates, but it's great.
Wow. It's going to Bravo instead of Peacock.
Yes.
Wow.
Hi, Andy. Just want to say I love you and I watch you all the time.
Thanks.
I'm just wondering if you're going to Schwartz and Sandy's tonight now that you're in LA.
The optics tonight.
Tonight.
Also, they don't have a line cook that we know of.
Yeah.
Seems to be.
Hi, Andy. Big fan. So much so that the Real Housewives were in my vows to my wife. So I am bound by love to always care about the Real Housewives. But that being said, what I'm most curious about is if you had to let one of the housewives watch your children for at least 3 months any other supervision, which housewife would you choose?
I mean, the truth is, I get this question a lot. Who would you let babysit? And I think they're all great moms.
Not babysit.
Right.
I mean, really let them have your children.
Have your children.
For an extended period of time.
That's a tougher. I guess none would probably be.
I mean, yeah, Kyle would be. Kyle's a great example. Yes.
Kyle.
Can
Thank
have
you.
Your child for 3 months.
Where am I?
Hi, Andy.
You're following the Dead and Company around.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. I was wondering, what are you listening to right now?
I am listening to the Kiki Lounge and a lot of Grateful Dead. I mean, I'm pretty boring.
I love in the book when Vicki Gumbelson was like texting you and you're like, Vicki, I'm actually at the Dead. She was like, I love the Dead. Bye.
Like, Vicki named one song.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous all of a sudden. Okay, one thing, and this isn't a question, but Erin Moriarty, I bumped into her and asked her for a ticket for your show, and she gave it to me. Because I remember you interned for her or something.
Yes.
So that's one thing. And Casey was on the show with Whitney Rose.
Just a little piece of
trivia. Yeah.
But okay, two things. Sorry, there's two things. Okay. Your share, I was listening to it on the way up from San Diego, your book, and your Cher imitation.
It's so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
And then you promise it'll get better, and then I was
I know,
done,
yeah, no, my voice was so hoarse. It was terrible. I can't do it. Yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing is, oh yeah, do it, duh.
No, I mean, No, she'll text me and be like, "Do you have Anderson's number? He's not responding to me." I can't do my.
I like yeah, that. I heard it.
I thought
it.
You did good.
I heard it.
Okay, and then also, I love how John Mayer describes you when he. When he gives a speech, do you remember, like, you're yeah. A whatever?
He said I'm a...
So funny.
Yeah.
So can you remember to tell them?
It's something like I'm an A-lister who parties like a B-lister with the spirit of a C-lister or something like that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Andy. I have a summer house minute. I feel like I'm losing my mind because I'm firmly on Danielle's side, and I feel like Lindsay is fully gaslighting America's women. She's making me feel crazy because she is, like, truly one of the most, I'm sorry to say be so unfiltered, but narcissists I've ever seen in my life. And I feel like Danielle is getting, like, not the edit that I want for her because she's just so sensitive and nice and has been her friend for so long. And I feel like the internet is just not on her side. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Also, sorry, Carl is a completely different person this season.
Also what?
Carl is a completely different person this season.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Sobriety brings you closer to the light, you know?
Not Lala.
I think, Danielle, what I will say is that, I really tried to get them together at the reunion. I will say that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Andy. Also a public school teacher, kindergarten. Nice
Thank
to see you.
Thank you.
Big fan of Radio Andy. Shout out John Hill. Shout out Smith Sisters Live. I run a fan account for Radio Andy on Instagram. I wanted to ask you how you felt about the revelation about Miami Girl.
Oh, you know, that, I got it. I wasn't surprised. I don't know why he was denying it so hardcore at the time, but yeah.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
I'm such a huge fan, and I listen to you and John on my way to drop off my baby to daycare every morning, so he's probably wondering who's the man that's always talking on the radio. But I wanted to know, I know you've been dating. What is a deal breaker for you when you're on a first date?
Bad breath is rough.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Andy Cohen.
Thank you.
For writing this book.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful book. Thank you for writing it. Thank you for your vulnerability and your honesty in the book. And just, you really lay it all bare, and you're a lot of fun. And thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting us.
Thanks.